Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sara, Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We're in Parak Hey of Masechta Maaser Sheni in the middle of our discussion of Vidui Maaser, Mishnayos Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. So we continue with the explanation of the things that the individual saying the Vidui says. And he says, Kechom Mitzvascha, I did everything, Asher Tzivi Sani, that you commanded me. What does that mean? So the Mishnah adds, Hayim Hiktim Maaser Sheni L'Rishon Eini Yachal Esvados, that if he went ahead and he separated Maaser Sheni before he separated Maaser Rishon, that means the percentage that was entitled to the Levi did not get properly assessed, which means he took away from the Levi and he gave too much to Maaser Sheni, so he can't say Vidur Maaser. And Lo Avarti Mimitzvos Sech, he says, I didn't violate any of your mitzvos. What does that mean? I didn't separate from two separate types, apples for oranges. And even if I was separating for apples, I made sure not to separate from that which was already separated from the ground for things that were attached. And I also didn't go ahead and separate from that which is attached to that which is detached. That's what we call menachiyav al aptur, menaptur al achiyav, things that are obligated. Once they're detached, there could be an obligation, versus things that are attached, which are not obligated in Trumos Menamaiso. Solomon Achadash Alayashan also didn't separate crops, because we're told in the Torah, Hayotzea Sadesh Shana Shana, we have to separate each and every year's stuff. Solomon Achadash Alayashan, Alayashan Alachadash. But Lo Shachachti, and I also didn't forget, Lo Shachachti Milabarechacho Milahaske Shimcha Alav, I didn't forget to make the bracha at the time I was Mafresh Maiser, or Truma, or Maiser Shein, or Maiser Ani, or Pidyon Maiser Shein, or Fachala, we make a bracha for each one, and I was careful to make sure to do those things. Mishnah continues, Lo Achalti Be'oni Mimenu, I didn't eat it while I was in Aninus. In other words, Aninus in the Mishnah is the first day, the day of the death. That's we use the situation, we call that a biblical Aninus, the entire day of the death, even after burial. And technically it goes into the following night. So at that period in time, I didn't partake of this stuff. But if he did eat Trumos and Maisers during this period in time, right, in that situation, he can't say Vidur Maiser. But we actually ran a Tame, I didn't get rid of it. In other words, a person who is Tame is not allowed to separate Maiser Sheni from his stuff, since he's going to make the Maiser Sheni Tame by touching it. And so if he did separate it when he was Tamei, he cannot now say, I frisho betuma in yachal esvados. I didn't take from the Maiser Sheni stuff, I didn't take from this stuff and use it for a dead person. What does that mean? I didn't use it to buy a aron, a casket, or tachrichim, or shrouds for somebody who's dead with the money from Maaser Sheni. If you did do those things, you can't say Maaser Sheni. That's not what is supposed to be done. I also didn't give it to other onanim who are also not supposed to be able to benefit from it. In other words, the pasuk here comes to teach us that you can't give Maaser Sheni to a different onan in that situation. Shamati b'kol Hashem Elokai. He says, I listened to the words of Hashem. Hey, basically, Beis HaMachira. I took the stuff and I brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. Asisi kechol asher tzivisani. I did exactly what you commanded me to do. Samachti v'simachti bo. In other words, I purchased shlamim with the Maaser Sheni money, and now I ate the meat of the shlamim. I also shared it. I brought joy to the Leviim and to the Aniim by sharing things over there. And so I did everything you told me to do. So now, what is your return going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That we will turn around and discuss when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.